Hey. Yes.
Hey, Steven, this is Forrest McGee. How are you?
Good.
Hey, you just reached out on the internet about your property on Woodford Road,
Yes.
and I am just calling to continue the conversation and see how we can help.
Well, so you're with Liz, what is it? Liz something.
Yeah,
Liz.
so
Yeah, go ahead.
yeah. What we do is we, have marketing partners, and then, when you submit a web form, they reach out to us and we, solve your problem.
Well, I really don't have a problem, but if somebody wants to buy it and they want to make an offer, well, sure, why not? It doesn't cost anything to make an offer.
Oh yeah, I get it, man. So, can I ask a little bit about what's going on?
Well, I had it, I rented it for years, and then I haven't rented it for 3 years. And I just, I like the property. It's almost 17 acres of land. It's a 2,000 square foot house. I'll tell you what, I can send you a video I made of it, and you can look at it on the video. And I don't know if you are interested, just let me know, I guess.
Did you say it was a 2,000 square foot house?
That's right.
Okay. All right. And so I understood you correctly. You had a tenant in there for a while, but for the last 3 years, you have not had anybody in the home?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, my son's lived there off and on, but wait.
And is currently vacant right now? Okay. And so you're looking, I mean, obviously you're looking to sell it, but what kind of time frame are you looking at? You just, I mean, I
Well,
understand you're not in a crunch by any means, but I mean, what
no,
kind
I
of
don't think so. I'm not in a crunch, and
yeah.
I've had several people make offers. I had a $300,000 offer on it. I chose not to take it after I looked at the capital gains on it and all that stuff. I realized I should get around 350, but that's a lot of money for a lot of people. Not everybody can handle it, so if you can't handle it, then I don't want you to waste your time.
Has anybody ever talked to you about strategies to minimize the capital gains impact that you might have?
Well, kind of, but look, I've been in the business for a long time myself, so I do understand rolling money over into other property and this and that. I've got plenty of property, so I really don't need any more. So if somebody wants to make me an offer, hey, let them do it. But no, I'm not gonna minimize it because there's for me, there's no way around it, So I need around 350, and like I say, if it's too much, don't sweat it, man. It's it's not a bad house, but I don't know what to tell you other than it's vinyl siding, new wind. I put new windows in a while ago. Probably gonna need an air conditioner, but it still works. I don't know what to tell you. If I was gonna live there, I would redo the downstairs bathroom. But other than that, the two upstairs bathrooms, I wouldn't mess with them. It's three bedroom, obviously, 36-inch doors into all the bathrooms and the bedrooms and that kind of thing. 9-foot ceilings, fireplace, nice fireplace. But, I would say if somebody really was a good investor, went in there, redid the pond, did little excavating around the house, in that area, that's right down the road. It's 8 minutes from I-95. So, of course, the racetrack's over there, all kinds of stuff. They say there's some water park going in there. I don't know. I think if somebody wanted to be close to the freeway, It's probably not a bad deal, but it's a property that probably could be worth quite a bit if somebody went in there. In fact, I could make it worth that much, but I'm getting old and I don't want to mess with it. And believe me, I get a lot of people that want to rent it.
Well, I'm
But
sure you
I've been through that. I've been through it. And then I've been through the real estate agents, the Mossy Oaks. They were terrible people. I would never go through them again. And I'm just saying, I've been through a lot of that stuff, So I'm not gonna, if someone wants to make an offer, sure, go ahead, But and that's where that Liz thing came in. I got a text that said that Liz, house buying or whatever, they said, just tell us about the property and they'll make an offer. I said, okay. So
Yeah,
that's where I am.
you said you're in the business. I mean, I can hear it, what you're talking about. So, that we buy leads, right? So we have marketing channels, we do SEO, but to reach out and find as many people as possible, we just buy leads. And so that's how, this company, they, that's what they do. They text and cold call and,
Yeah,
so
okay.
that's how it works, man. It's
Well, if you want to see the property, I made a little video. It goes real fast. I didn't know how to slow it down, but I made it on my phone, and it gives you an idea of what the property looks like. I don't know what to tell you about it other
Yeah,
than.
I would really like to do that. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna text you to this phone number, my email, and then you can just email it to me.
Well, I'll text it to you. I don't know how to put it on an email, but maybe I can do it. I
Well, then
don't.
I'll give you, because I'm on my computer phone, so I'll text you my mobile number,
Okay.
and that way it'll come on my phone easier, because this text messaging through the computer phone is a little more challenging.
Yeah, of course, Zillow's not a real good barometer of what the value is, but they've got it at like 489 or something like that. But I.
41,
Yeah, but
41. I've got all the sites pulled up right now, looking at
okay.
your stuff. So, I mean, I know where you're at. I lived in Ruther Glen for 10 years. I live in Doswell now, and my office is in Ashland. So, very familiar
Okay, yeah.
with Woodford. I mean, we went to church in Bowling Green. I'm familiar with the area, man.
Oh, yeah.
I know it well. I know Woodford. I have a bunch of friends up there. I am very interested in seeing, if there's an opportunity that you and I can pursue together. I'm interested. So I
Well,
would like to look at it.
I'm telling you, I gotta have 350, and if it's too much, no problem. Don't worry about it. But,
Hey man, we can pay more.
well, it's funny. You look at Page, the area. You look at some of the properties off of Page, which is even farther and more difficult to get in and out of. I don't know. It's 8 minutes from the freeway. I don't know. I would think. If somebody would have offered me that property when I was coming out of East Falls Church, I would have bought it. I mean, period. Well, I did buy it. I bought it like, I don't know how many years ago. Probably 20, 26 years ago, I imagine.
When did you relocate from East Falls Church?
91.
Oh, okay.
I think it was 91.
And you live in Spotsylvania now, I think. Is that where you live?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
Yeah, it's interesting because I went to George Mason Junior Senior High School. I graduated in 94, so I was in West Falls Church.
Oh,
So
sure, yeah.
and we lived
Well,
we went to
I
George.
lived right off of Washington Boulevard and Roosevelt.
Okay.
If you and Sycamore, right there at Sycamore. I was right at the East Falls Church subway. And yeah, it was convenient. I could walk 2 blocks to the subway, but I got sick of it. I couldn't stand the noise. There, it was terrible,
And it's only 100 times worse.
Oh, I can only imagine. And you figure I left in 91, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And it was, oh man, it was just driving me crazy.
Yeah.
And originally I lived off of Quantico, and Quantico wasn't so bad as you were back off the road a little bit. The house was tiny, you know. You know, a lot of those houses up there, the old ones were pretty tiny, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And then this one was a 4-bedroom house. Next house. Nice place, garage, but it's just too much. And of course, we sold it for what, 380, and today it's probably worth 750 or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you.
and who the hell would spend 750 to live on? Imagine, but you.
Everybody has a reason, but I mean, I would never justify with myself spending that kind of money to live around all those people. I tell people all the time, I spent $1 million on land and $200,000 on a house before I spent $1.2 million on a house any day of the week.
That's crazy. My cousin bought a place off Hannah Farm, and I remember he paid $752 for it. I thought she was crazy, but she sold it for 1.5. So, whatever. Just supply and demand, I guess, you know. Although I can't imagine wanting to live up there, but she made the right move, but I didn't think it was at the time. But you know how it is up there. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look at some of that junk out towards Mount Vernon. Oh man, I wouldn't want to live out there either, but it's a little nicer, I think. But you know, I was working out of Washington, D.C., so at the time it worked for me, but the noise was too much.
Yeah, understood.
And
Understood.
I mean, where I am now, I've got, you know, this place here, I've got 15 acres, a little over 15, and then I got another 6 that adjoins it. And so it's not too bad, you know. I mean, I got just under 22, I guess, so it's not too bad. I get calls all the time, man. I'm telling you, I get calls up the butt on this stuff. Everybody thinks you want to sell. Well, yeah, I mean, you would sell, and everything's for sale, but let's face it, you know, you've got to be a little realistic, you know. And I think I'm being fairly realistic at 350, and if there's a margin of 150 and the possibility of even selling something like that for a million, if they, because just up the road, they sell properties for a million all the time. And you know, of course, they're only what, 5 minutes from the Spotsylvania train stop, and mine is 8 minutes from the Spotsylvania train stop. But you know, well, you saw the picture of it probably, so you can see it's pretty secluded. To me, the long driveway can be a drawback, but look, privacy is everything, in my opinion. You know.
Yeah, there's definitely people that value that for sure. I get it.
Well, and there's enough land that's cleared where, you know, you could have a heck of a garden, you know, and even almost farm it. But, you know, it's a hunter's paradise, more or less, you know. But I'm not a hunter, so I never really gave a crap about hunting, you know. But the deer come to the pond all the time, and you know, it's an attractive place for somebody, you know. But you know, if somebody was interested, sure, I'd sell it. But that's the only reason I filled out the information on it. I thought, hell with it, I'll try it. But I've been through it with these. I could tell you some stories for us, man. They were crazy. Those last people I dealt with. I mean, crazy. So the guy that I contracted with to sell it, he was a former Marine like myself, and he seemed pretty legit. Well, then he brings his boss in there, and they want to each co-broke. It was weird. They both wanted to co-broke on it, for each other. It was kind of strange, which I didn't really care because, you know, hey, 6%, right? Anyway, then they tried to tell me that they showed it. The first guy, the boss, said, well, we showed it 14 times and there was no interest. Shit. You know, I knew better than that. And then so I told my the former Marine, like myself.
That's an oxymoron, isn't it? They had 14 people interested, but there's no interest.
Well, he said they showed it 14 times. Yeah, you're exactly right. He said nobody showed an interest in buying it. And I thought, you know, so my neighbors have two cameras on the property. I was talking with them, and they said, Steve, his wife is invalid. She sits there and looks at the camera all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, they only showed it one time, and it was to one of their friends that they wanted to sell it to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even give a crap, you know, if somebody makes a decent offer. But we made a deal at 4:15, and then they started nickel and diming me with all these other things. They said, well, we want to encapsulate the crawl space. They said, oh, man, you should have seen the list of stuff. It was crazy. And the inspector they had there, I could tell he didn't know what the hell he was doing. I mean, he was trying to make himself look legit, but I could tell. He took my electric box and took it apart and didn't even shut the power off. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell's wrong with that guy, you know? You know, it's 240 volts there, you know? Anyway, it's so crazy. So then I called him on that, you know, showing it 14 times. Oh, no. Clicking on the computer and said, no, we showed it 7 times. That's a lie. Oh, man, it was funny as shit. Cause it was a big meltdown after that, you know? And so, anyway, I just couldn't stand those people. And they had an opportunity to make some big money, and they blew it. That's all I'll say. They blew it. They were dicks, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, you see all kinds of people in this world, but so I didn't really worry about it other than it's just the way it worked, you know? So it was a big meltdown. The kicker was there was mold in the crawl space. Well, I had it inspected twice after that, and they said, no, there's no mold down there. But when they said there was mold, I said, okay, I don't want anybody going in there, and I changed the lock on the gate. You know, I have a gate out front.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't want anybody in there. They said, well, you wear a mask. Still showing. I said, no, I don't want anybody in there. It was fine, actually. But they gave me the way out by telling me there was mold there. And so I took it. The hell with that. You know, I didn't want anything to do with them after they lied about how many times they showed it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing this a minute, and when I hear mold in the crawl space, I hear $500. So, I mean, all it is, mold and fungus is just a spray treatment. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I had two people look at it after that, and they said, well, there was no mold down there. I don't know. So, whatever.
Yeah. Well...
I'm just saying, you know, they were just crooks. Is all I can tell you. They were crooks. So, you know.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. I apologize.
Well, it's not your fault. It's just the way they were. So, you know, it's not that big a deal. But you know.
It puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth. It makes you hard to trust the next guy. So,
well, it does make it harder on the rest of real estate people because you're not going to trust any of them. You know.
Yeah.
I mean. And then, this is the funny thing, too. They said, well, we probably could sell it for $250,000, maybe, you know. I said, no, don't worry about it. That's the way I looked at it. I said, just don't worry about it. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I mean, if I don't sell it, I don't sell it. I don't care. Hell, you know.
Right.
It's just the way it is, you know. At any rate, that's kind of what happened. And like I say, if you want some of the information, I'll send you videos that I made of it, and so you already saw the aerial photo on Zillow, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, it's a lot of people are afraid to live out in the country like that, but that's the way I live and I love it.
Yeah, me too. We're in Doswell. We don't have the kind of acreage you do. We have like 10 point something, and we live set back from the road on Verdon Road. Are you familiar with that road?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know Verdon.
Yeah, we live just past the rock quarry and the railroad tracks as they cross the road. We're like a mile past that. So I love it, man. Tonight I got to go to a networking event down on Decatur Street, downtown Richmond.
Right.
And I am so glad I'm talking to you right now instead of going down there. Because I can't stand it. I worry about my truck getting broken into. I worry about every minute I'm down there, I'm just paranoid. I can't stand the city. Me and my wife, we took a friend up on an offer to come stay in their apartment in Brooklyn. Me and my wife stared at each other all night long, just like, I want to go home. I want to go home. It was so loud. It was so annoying. It was just, it was nonstop all night, 24 hours a day. We woke up. I swear we didn't sleep 10 minutes, man. It was crazy.
I mean, don't mind me cussing, but fucking Brooklyn is horrible. That is horrible. I had some friends that lived near the hospital, and I went down there to visit them, and I thought, son of a gun, how in the world do you live here?
It was ambulances, police, it was motorcycles, it was people yelling, it was cars honking. It was just one thing after another, man.
How do they live like that? I can't imagine.
Well, I'm glad they're there and not beside me. They can stay there for us. I'm glad they can manage because I can't.
Oh, it's crazy. But anyway, like I say, go ahead and text me your number and I'll send you some pictures and you can decide then, I guess.
Didn't you say a video? Didn't you say a video as well?
Yeah, well, I said it's a video.
Oh, okay. All right. So yeah, I'm gonna text you as soon as we end the call. And Steven, I'm not the runaround guy. I'm way too busy for that. So I'm just gonna, you know, tell you what I can do, and you know, if it's acceptable, it's good. If it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit. But I will definitely spend some time looking at this opportunity and seeing if there's something that we can't do together. Okay.
Well, you know, somebody coming out of DC with in their pocket. There's plenty of money left over. I mean, that might work out. But there again,
man,
no, who knows?
We'll see.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Thank you for your time. Have a good evening. It's nice meeting you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.